This morning we look together at the Word of God that comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy chapter 26, we'll be reading just the first 11 verses of this chapter. Deuteronomy 26, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's Word. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from your land, that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose, to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at the time, and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. When the priest shall take the basket, then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. And here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, today is a day of national thanksgiving, a day when our thoughts go back to perhaps that first Thanksgiving Day held back in 1621, a day of thanksgiving for God's provision for the people that were here in our country. Thanksgiving has a long tradition. But it goes back beyond just our own country. Setting aside times for thanks to God is rooted all the way back in the Scriptures, all the way back in the Old Testament, all the way back with Israel, even before they entered the Promised Land. We looked this morning at Deuteronomy 26. This is instructions for what they should do when God fulfills His promises to them. How they are to thank Him, how they are to praise Him, and remember all of His goodness. And by looking at Deuteronomy 26 this morning, for just a few minutes, we're going to remind ourselves of how we should celebrate Thanksgiving Day. For what should we give thanks? How should we give thanks? And to whom should we give thanks? I suggest this morning that there are three reasons for the day. It is a day of recognition. It is a day of remembrance. It is a day of responsibility. Our text says in verse 1, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall place it in a basket. You shall go to the place the Lord your God will choose, to make His name dwell there. Thanksgiving Day is a day of recognition. Recognition of what God has done. Recognition of God's promise and of His fulfillment of that promise. It is a day to remember that what has happened to us in the last year has not been by chance, has not been by fate, but has been under the careful eye and direction of our God and our Father. Israel is told, when you come to the land, when you enter, remember and reflect and recognize what God has done. It is He who has brought you here. It was not your own might. It was not your own power. It was not what you could accomplish. It was the work of God. You shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. God has brought us here. God has been active. Over the last year, God has carefully watched, He has guided, He has directed, and He has protected each and every one of us here. It's a day to recognize God is the one who is in control. A recognition of His sovereignty. When we talk about thanksgiving, it recognizes there is someone who receives thanks and someone who gives the thanks. Well, God is the one who receives the thanks today. It's not a day to congratulate ourselves for what a profitable year we had, for how industrious we were, for how all of our plans worked out just fine. It's a day to recognize God's control. That's why I'm not that it bothers me that much, but I'm not so crazy about calling the day Turkey Day. Now, I understand children, we might call it Turkey Day, but I guess, you know, we don't call Christmas Goose Day, and we don't call Easter Ham Day. I don't know why we'd call this Turkey Day. When we call it Turkey Day, we take the thanks part out of it. It's Thanksgiving Day. A day to remind us to give thanks to whom? To mom and dad, yeah. And to the elders of the church, yeah. But ultimately, to God. Recognizing once again, it is He who has brought us where we are today. Just as Israel was looking ahead, God had promised, I will take you where I want you to be. So we recognize God has been with us, taking us where He wants us to be. The God who fulfills His promises. The God who is in control. Take an offering, bring it before the priest, and say, the Lord your God has brought me exactly where He said He would bring me, to the land He promised. It is a day of recognition, not simply of our value, our worth. It's a day to recognize God, not chance, not fate, but thanksgiving, thankfulness to our God, to our Father. A day to recognize to whom we give thanks. A day to remember for what we give thanks. Verse 5. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. There was a declaration made. My father was a wandering Aramean. Now, we've been studying the canons of Dort. He was not a wandering Arminian. Okay, he was not an Arminian. An Aramean. Referring to the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who wandered in the land of Aram Naharaim. He was a wandering Aramean. He had nothing. Nothing to hold on to, nothing to claim as his own. And to remember some of the trials that they underwent. It's a day to honestly remember what's happened in the past year. Israel would look back and remember that they had nothing to begin. Their fathers were wandering Arameans. And they were brought down into captivity. They were to remember that. That God brought them down into Egypt. Verse 6, the Egyptians treated us harshly, humiliated us, and laid on us hard labor. For some of us, it's been a difficult past year. For some of us, as we reflect upon the places God has brought us, we remember some of the difficulties of the past year. Physical trials, spiritual trials, relationship trials, difficulties in our family. And yet we're called to remember, as Israel was, that even in those times, this God who we recognize is still in control. And still stands ready to hear His people when they call out to Him. Verse 7, "Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil and our oppression, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and with wonders. And He brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey." Yes, Israel remembered their captivity, remembered the hardship, remembered the slavery, remembered the suffering. But they also remembered not only their difficulties, they remembered God's deliverance. We cried to the Lord, and He brought us out. We cried to the Lord, and He heard our cries for mercy. We cried to the Lord, and we were delivered. And therefore we give thanks. He heard us, He brought us out, and not only brought us out of Egypt into the desert, but brought us into the land. Blessing, provision, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thanksgiving Day is a day to remember the past. Remember the past year. As I said, for some it may have been a very difficult year. Perhaps financial trials, the downturn in the economy. Perhaps we remember today that we think about this past year, ongoing health issues we have struggled with in the past and continue to struggle with. We remember strained relationships in our families. Arguments we've had with our spouse, arguments we've had with our children. And yet we remember the God who will forgive and who will heal when we cry out to Him. We remember the past, but we celebrate the present. That we have a God who even today, if you cry to Him, if you turn to Him, will hear those cries. And if on this Thanksgiving Day you are having a difficult time being thankful, if you think about the past year and all you see is the oppression, the hardship, the toil, the affliction, then remember, God brought His people out of captivity into a land of freedom as a picture for us. As a picture for us that God has brought us out of captivity. Oh, not in Egypt, but the captivity to sin and to death and to hell. And from that we have been redeemed. If for no other reason on this day, give God thanks. That in spite of what may be going on around you right now, you have the assurance of life forever with Him on this life and in the life to come as well. You have been rescued from captivity. You have been redeemed out of Egypt. You have been given new life through the blood of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. He came and delivered you with a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, with deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. The sign of the cross, the sign of Jesus Christ being given up for us. For that, we give thanks today. Brought into life, brought into the promised land. Oh, we still live here on the earth below. We still live in this veil of tears, and our sinful nature continues to bombard us, but we have been given an assurance, a security, just as Israel was given the promise of that new land in Canaan. We have the promise of living with God not only now, but in the new heavens, on the new earth, in the life to come. Remember God's goodness. Oh, we recall the difficulties. We recall our weaknesses. But we remember also the strength of our God. It's a day of recognition. to recognize to whom we give thanks. It's a day of remembrance, to remember how we should give thanks. Excuse me, for what we should give thanks. And a day of responsibility, how we should give thanks. What should we do today? From verse 10. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. Thanksgiving places us under obligation. It puts a responsibility on us. Thanksgiving is more than just a warm feeling that I have inside my heart. Thanksgiving expresses itself in action. Thanksgiving isn't so much about how I feel, it is about what I do to recognize God, to remember our deliverance, and to fulfill my responsibility before Him. They were to bring offerings of their gifts. They were to bring of the first fruits of everything that they had. They were to celebrate thanksgiving by giving. They had received. They had been blessed. And their responsibility was then to give of the first fruits of all that they had. And so our responsibility as well. We will have the opportunity in just a few minutes to give offerings to God. To give as an expression of our thanksgiving today. Oh, we may feel wonderful, we may feel good, but now here's an opportunity to do something, to live our thanksgiving. God has blessed us. He has blessed us in the past and continues to with all the physical blessings we see around us. We continually have food on the table. We continually have shelter over our heads. We continually have His physical blessings given to us. And we have the opportunity to share of those physical blessings, an expression of thanksgiving. Part of our responsibility. I will take the basket. I will bring it before the Lord. We've received physically, and now we have the opportunity to share. We have received spiritual blessings this past year. God continues to give us His Word to read and to guide our paths. He continues to allow that Word to be proclaimed to us Lord's Day after Lord's Day. He continues to allow the avenue of prayer. He continues to give us the sacraments we have received spiritually from the Lord. And our obligation is to share. Not to give that Word back to God, but to give it to others. You will gather together with those in your house, with the Levite, with the sojourner, with everyone else who is among you. We have received this past year from the spiritual blessings God has given. And as a response of thanksgiving, we must share the truth that we know. We must share that truth with those around us. Those with whom we work, those who are our neighbors, those with whom we have coffee. We may not hoard the spiritual blessings, but share them as a responsible act of thanksgiving. They were to gather together before the Lord their God and worship Him. And that's why it's fitting, kids, for us to be here today. It's fitting to spend time in worship to God. It's fitting to spend time reflecting upon who He is and what He has done. Yes, yes, it is a national day of thanksgiving. But how much more so for the church? A day for those of us who really know the one who receives the thanks. I always, in some way, feel sorry for the world on Thanksgiving Day. I feel sorry for those who are outside the church. There must be an emptiness there. To whom do they give thanks? To the stars? To fate? To the way things just seem to go? We have the truth. We have the most reason for thanksgiving, the most reason to come together and to worship. And so we gather this morning in worship before God. But today is just the beginning of our thanks, the beginning of our responsibility.
It's not as if we meet today and then we don't thank God again till next year. No, it's offering the first fruits. It's offering the beginning. Today is the beginning of the offering that we bring. But God will call us again to worship on this coming Lord's Day. And there we continue our thanks and praise to Him. And the following Lord's Day, morning and evening, He calls us to worship. And it is our responsibility to respond to that call. It's our responsibility to offer to Him thanksgiving and praise and worship. We don't end our thanks today. It's the beginning of our thanks. And it is the anticipation of further days of thanks, further days of worship. Further days of entering into the presence of our God to recognize, to remember, and to fulfill our responsibility. Come together before the Lord your God, worship, and you shall rejoice in all the good the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. It's a day to rejoice. That's our response to God. To gather with family and friends, to gather with the people of God, to gather together and rejoice in what He has done. Oh, there are days for us to reflect upon difficult things and hard things, to reflect upon our sin and weakness, but today is a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, a day to recognize all of God's goodness, all of His graces, all of His promises as the God who fulfills His word, who never lets one promise fall to the ground, but who lovingly, caringly, and sovereignly has watched over us in the past year and will watch over us, we trust, in the year to come. Thanksgiving Day, a day to rejoice, a day to worship, a day to celebrate. And so we celebrate. We recognize God and His goodness. We recognize He is the one who is the sovereign in control of everything. We remember perhaps with tears even, what has taken place this past year, but remember that when we call out to God, He is faithful to hear our cries for mercy. It is His strength. It is His deliverance. And today we fulfill our responsibility. We bring to God from the first fruits of all that He has given to us. We anticipate even now going to continue our worship on Sunday morning. We pray that every day we might rejoice in what God has done for us. It's a day of thanksgiving, a day of joy. Thanks be to God for His great gifts to us. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we do give You thanks. We give You praise today for all of Your goodness. We thank You for giving us Your word to instruct us once again today. As we reflect upon who You are, we are mindful of Your greatness, of Your power, and of Your majesty. We remember that You are the God who has delivered us from the trials, not only of this life, but of the life to come. You have given us Your Son, Jesus Christ, to cleanse us and wash us from all sin and bring us into new life. O Lord God, today work in our hearts that we truly might respond with thanksgiving, that we truly might respond with gratitude to You. And that may not be simply an internal thing, but might express itself in the actions, in the words, in all that we do on this Thanksgiving Day. Oh, Lord God, accept the praise that we bring, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.